is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by the Cleveland Clinic, the Free National Movement, Printmasters, and the Progressive Liberal Party.
Good afternoon, one and all, here in the sound of my voice, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM here in New Providence, Bahamas. Those of you visiting our shores, we welcome you. We do anticipate and hope that you will have a great and wonderful time. This is where fantasy and this is where paradise exists. And for those of you who are just visiting home, you're Bahamians, but you're just coming home for a short spell. You know we'd like to keep you, and if you do, go ahead and let them know that you just came from the most wonderful country on the planet Earth. Today for Guardian Radio Today, I have listened to the conversations over the past few weeks. I tell you, it's disturbing to me, and I'm hearing numerous complaints. I'm listening to people getting into other people's business. People want to know how much money you got. People want to know where your wife. People want to know if you pay anybody back. People want to know, you know, what your affiliation is politically. And everyone is conversating. Everyone's getting bent out of shape. And I woke up this morning and said to myself, what a horrible experience to endure while living in paradise. Chaos. I heard Gabby say yesterday, she's in studio today with us, Gabby. You want to tell the people good afternoon?
Thank you, God. Well, good afternoon to, of course, all the wonderful listeners, Garth, of Guardian Radio Today, who listen every day of the week. Whether it's Monday with you, Tuesday with Uncle, or you know, Wednesday with me, we have to shout them all out because they are our family. And so yesterday was such a great day, God. But a little bit of you did rub off on me. Okay. I don't know. It was you.
You want to pull me in
it
that?
It was you. I channeled my inner God.
Me?
I dug deep for that. And I channeled my inner God.
To the Garden of Eden.
And I said, what would God do?
Me?
That's what I said. I said WWGD, and it wasn't what would Gabby do. It was what would God do. And I had to just bless the texter, you know.
I know about that.
Just bless them.
I know nothing about
just
that.
Just bless them. But I hope they call today. Hello, texter.
I heard about that.
I hope they call today. Because, you know, these people are such cowards, God.
No, you was here before I was today. You're sitting in your chair before we got here.
Yes, I wanted to
I had to wait downstairs to get upstairs because you was already here.
Probably.
And you got newspaper and I ain't got none. I watching everything. I watching the transition. I ain't crazy. But go right ahead because you say it's young people time. So I watching.
Oh, God, but the other day you telling people it's your time now.
No, my time is dwindling. I figure. And
this is a lovely shirt you have on.
You.
I just noticed it.
I'm a quality person, but at the time, I love
it. Where you been today? You was gallivanting some way.
No, I don't gallivant now, but I am purpose today. And I just want to say that, yes, Gabby has her own show on Wednesday. And Gabby has tied along with me on Mondays and Thursdays based on our past relationships. And yes, Gabby, I've gotten people who said, you know what, you need to let Gabby take the show over. And I hear you. I hear you. And there's a time for everything. But I've also added, since Darvin Russell has left us, who was here prior to Gabby joining us on a consistent basis. And, of course, we've had Precious Morley and her sister, Kira Morley, who have joined us from time to time, and they are now taking care of their own individual businesses. And I try to bring people of potential and worth to the conversations, to the table. I've also had on such people as my cousin. I got Ms. Brown and Farrell is her last name. She has joined me on a Sunday. And I've had, of course, Ms. Eden, Alicia, she has joined me. And, of course, you cannot forget Ruben Ramming. And these are all people I've never been instructed to join me at the table. I was given the responsibility to take the microphone, and I've asked these people to join me because I cannot sit alone. I believe in sharing the table and sharing the conversation. I know that we are not all in one knowledge-based individual, so I simply allow different viewpoints to reach the table. You have a right to your opinion. I have been, before I introduce Kyle, I have been branded as biased because people have said, oh, you must be a PLP. But most of my co-hosts have actually leaned heavily towards the Free National Movement. I don't know of anyone who has leaned heavily towards the PLP. I've had COI as well on my table. And I've had Charlotte Green here. I've had Lincoln Bain here. I've had... from Mount Moriah, she has been here. And I've invited Maria Daxon. She has also been here. The only person who has not been here is Dr. MacGyver. And that was due to a schedule conflict. And so the minute I brought Kyle Dean in, of course, they're going to say, oh, Lord, he's biased. It's election time. He's PLP. Well, but I almost thank you, Jesus. I'm calm today. I'm purpose today. Well, it's about time that one from that team comes and sits with me. And so if you find that to be a myth, and of course I have no interest in being associated with you. Kyle Dean, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Guy. Good afternoon, Gabby. It's a pleasure to be here. And good afternoon to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Always a pleasure to be able to speak.
I've heard from many corners, they've often told me how brilliant they believe Gabby is. She's intellectual. She's on her way up. She's doing great things. I heard her yesterday talk about her mom and everyone else. I said, okay, Gabby, you're on to yourself. You're doing your thing. But Kyle, I've also gotten the same response about you. And these are from independent sources, by the way, who also believe that you have much to contribute to conversation in this country. And whereas you may have your bias off the table, they will tell you that I have always sought to be as objective as possible. As objective. And when people cannot absorb the truth, then it means then that they worship the lie. And there are too many of you that tell lies. You fabricate stories in order to justify what you are seeing, what you're hearing, what you know to be so. And so you fabricate lies. This is not the type of country that we want to exist. A country witnessing, which is a breaking of the commandments of God. As a God-fearing nation, I want you all, every time you come and you see me on the microphone, which won't be long now, I'm thinking, and I'm going to have a talk with management, of course, but just out of respect, but I'm giving myself 2 more weeks on the microphone. 2 more weeks, Gabby. The Thursday, or I don't even go to the Sunday for remark, but the Thursday would more than likely be my last show 2 weeks from now because I'm going to take care of family business. I have some situations that I have delayed for quite some time. I do have a very heavy and busy schedule, as most people know how I operate. And I have sacrificed much of my time to be here. And my revenue base also is a sacrifice. So I appreciate all of you who tune in, all of you who enjoy the show. I do try to bring you a balanced and an enjoyable show. And if you think I'm being rude when I cut you, well, yeah, I cut you. I cut you because you being rude sometime, but it doesn't mean I do not appreciate you. We're going to launch a show right now, and I'm going to throw those numbers out there for those who want to join in our conversation today before we take the break. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland, 0 or text in at 422-4796. Let's take this quick break, and we'll be right back. You got to have something.
Years of POP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
Girl,
Movement.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bumped.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
North Andrus, it's your time. The FNM Fire Forward Rally is coming to North Andrus. We're coming to FNM headquarters on Queens Highway, Thursday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. Come here from Carlton Voleg, Serfent Road, Dr. Nicholas Fox, Fandia Stewart, your candidate Janice Oliver, and our next Prime Minister, Michael Pintard. North Andrus, come and hear how the FNM will work PM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM, sitting here between two of the nation's future leaders. We have with us today none other than our girl Gabby McKenzie Enius, and we have Kyle Dean, both people who have a heart of objectivity. Right now, we were just laughing a while ago about constituencies where it doesn't seem as if anybody seems to be likable, as if there's no candidate to really select. I don't know if you exist in such a constituency where you feel that the need to go and vote is not there. And I've had conversations before with many people that from the look of things, it's going to be a very low voter turnout. Now, let me tell you how this conversation goes, Gabby. And I didn't want to preempt the conversation. If your rally doesn't have, let's say, a whole mass of people, and let's just say the other party still has a crowd, we're saying that the crowd doesn't reflect how many people will participate in this upcoming general election. But when we look at the caliber of candidates or the selection of candidates, is there a sizzle or a sparkle that charismatically just ensues you to want to get up and vote? Like, I cannot wait to vote. And in your constituency, is there the reason why? We know there's the question, who? But why would I want to vote now? I happen to live in a constituency in the West where, yes, we have had great experiences over the last, we say, year, 2 years. We've lost a member of parliament, which was unfortunate. But the result of that has been, I must say, blessings upon that particular constituency. There are other constituencies that has been seriously lacking. I got a call from South Andros, and there seems to be a throw up in the air over the candidates there. I look at constituencies like Crow. There seems to be about to happen over there. And of course, we have sat with Zane Lightburn. I've not yet sat with Ellsworth in quite some time, but Ellsworth has also sat with me before. When it comes to places like Elizabeth, I've heard anyone really strongly say to me that our friend Heather Hunt has an opportunity to be victorious. I've not heard that yet, but if you believe that and you want to call in, you can. I'm hearing from Seabreeze that the candidate there for the Free National Movement is not as well known as yet. I don't know if she's out knocking doors. I'm seeing her signs there around the, what's the name of that road that goes out to the nursery there? Seabreeze Lane area. I've seen the signs there. I've seen the signs on Sandilands Village Road. And I've seen, I think, signs there somewhere there about, what's the name of the other road? Joe Farrington Road. I've seen signs along the highway there, Charles Saunders Highway. Yeah. And then we go into places like Pinewood, where we see Mr. Roda, and I've seen his headquarters, and he has it all well decorated. And, of course, Miles Roda has the same. So that's another throw up in the air. People are asking who's going to be victorious there. We have sat with Miles Roda. We have not yet heard from Barker's Roll. Now, sometime in the past, I sat with Darren Henfield. This was prior to his being nominated for South Beach. But I heard from Darren, like I said, prior. But I've not yet heard anyone from Barker's Rolls camp. We've had Patricia DeVoe from Bamboo Town sit with us. I've had a meeting with...
Kyle, where were you, by the way? I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Kyle, where were you when we were interviewing your member of parliament? You got over that cold very quickly. It's usually the cold lasts about a week or two. I wasn't expecting to see you today. But here you are.
That's why she rushed looking, to leave me downstairs.
Looking, I didn't know you were coming. I thought you were still sick.
Kyle, you got to be strong with Gabby. Don't back down.
I thought you were sick.
Be strong.
But you know, sometimes when you feel yourself coming down with something. I didn't even know she was coming on.
Just be strong, Kyle.
You know,
and sometimes, like
you
Jesus.
Didn't know she was nominating either when you were over there in Carmichael with Keith Bell at nomination
sometimes
day.
It's better not to answer, sir. Just don't answer. Just leave it to us, Gabby, being disgusting. You don't have to answer. Not have to answer. Okay. Denley Penn, I think we had a threat when Denley Penn came into the race for Southern Shores against a Leroy Mage, if y'all recall that. And then it's almost as if the party made a decision. He was just set aside. And then there was this battle between Clint Watson and
Obi
Roberts. And then we saw an Obi Roberts be victorious. And now we see the battle between Denley Penn and Obi Roberts. Now they're saying to me, at one point, Denley was ahead. Then they're now telling me Obi's edging ahead. And so that's another conversation that we can have today. I'm just going through the Southern Corridor. I'm going through the entire Southern Corridor view. If you're listening to what I'm saying to you, because we know that elections are bent on the results of the Southern Corridor. When we go down to places like Golden Isles, we just came out of a by-election with Brian Brown and Darren Pickstock. That's another very interesting race because Darren Pickstock has never had the opportunity to even have a Sabbath break. He had to just continue to be on the ground, continue pushing, because just as the by-election was concluded, we now knew that the Boundaries Commission separated Golden Isles and put it into an entirely different area, and now we have a new fight between Brian Brown and a new fight with Darren Pickstock. And then we have the new constituency of St. James with Shannon Dawn Cartwright, then we have the newcomer, one Mr. Owen Wells. And he has been on the ground, and they have been tramping the ground day and night. That's another very interesting race. Call you live on the air, Garden Raider Today. Call you live.
Hi, good day.
Good day, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
We all well.
I'm calling because I live in Carmichael, like you were talking about.
Carmichael, yes, that's another seat. How do you feel about Carmichael?
I feel that the Free National Movement candidate, Mrs. Koma Lafay, because I've seen her on the ground personally, and I think that she has a strong chance of carrying it.
She has a strong chance of carrying it. And then what is the other evidence that she has a strong chance other than being on the ground? What does on the ground mean? And I'm having it from you, so I don't know if your radio's still on. Okay, go ahead. You sound better. You still there?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us what on the ground means.
She knocks on doors. Mm-hmm. She meets her constituents. She hosts events regularly. But she's visible. She is visible and she's accessible, something that the current representation lacks.
So what type of events are you talking about?
Well, she's had fish fries, grill and chills, she's a happy hour on Friday. Very accessible, very visible, very open.
And so I'm assuming that you are one of the campaign workers or you are on that team?
Yes.
For Rintia Koma Lafay?
Yes.
Okay. So how many people you figure on the team now? Campaigning.
About 50 to 60.
50 to 60. So it means then that at R.M. Bailey Park, Carmichael will be strong.
Most definitely.
We're looking forward to seeing the result of that, so thank you for your call.
All right.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Gal.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to make a comment. I live in Southern Shore.
Okay.
I haven't seen Omi walk through us yet.
Okay.
I see his workers. He's not visible at all.
You've seen his workers?
Yeah, I've seen the workers, but I've seen him. He sent his workers around.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you one thing. Denley Penmarkey will beat him 2-1.
So are you a part of Denley's team?
What's that?
Are you a part of Denley's team?
No, I'm a resident.
You're a resident. Are you preconditioned? Are you a Free National Movement supporter? Or are you an independent thinker?
I'm an independent thinker.
So you've voted on both sides before?
Voted not for the governing body, but I voted.
You voted for the PLP before?
What's that?
Have you ever voted for the PLP?
No, never.
Oh, you never. Okay, then. Well, I appreciate your call, my friend. We got your answer. We appreciate you. Gabby, how important is it for the representatives at this time to knock the doors, to knock every door, touch every person? And is it possible?
God, I'm chuckling at you and you and I hope y'all tune into the live screen for these reactions in the studio because Kyle is very funny. He's very
leave Kyle alone, man. Answer
very
the question.
Funny, you know. But anyone who can get over a cold in a couple of days needs to give me that remedy. Of what he used, because I need that. My husband's still sick.
We can deal with that later.
I need to get over that goal. But it's
the expectation.
Important.
Honest to goodness now, this is the last hour. We just had nominations yesterday where we had the final candidates listed.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Marco City, just the other day. The PLP prior to that just made the last announcements of their candidates just yesterday. Is it possible for all of these individuals who just got nominated yesterday to actually knock every door?
I wouldn't say every door, but it's possible for them to engage voters at high levels. It's about creativity, innovation, a new way of doing politics per se. It's not in 60s, Scott. There is a lot of technology out there. There's a lot of advancements in terms of equipment, things that you can use to really get yourself around. So if you're one of those candidates who's challenged with walking, challenged even a little bit, you know, you may have a little bit of arthritis in the knees, you can't really mobilize, you know, they have mopeds now that can help you get
Chris,
around.
The woman
they
attacking
have,
Kyle.
They have golf carts They have all sorts of things that can help you. You know, you can hop on it. You know, it's almost like a little trolley. Hop on, hop off throughout your constituency and get to your people. So the excuses of not getting to doors because you are challenged
or incapacitated or
with, you know, walking.
But you realize that for the average Bahamian
maybe
now,
it's the three pieces of meat my uncle used to talk about, and I think we need to cut it down, maybe one and a half.
But listen to me, what they saying to you, baby girl, knock the door. These people say they want you to knock their door. They want to see you, they want to feel you. This is not American style politics. This is island thing where we want to know. Okay, let me break it down to you. Our pastor in our church, we go into church, but based on the relationship with the pastors, how much tithe and offering we can give him, I'm telling you the truth. A lot of pastors don't understand this, you know. I get no money at the offering plate because they don't go visit nobody. But when, Sir Lyndon was good at this, I was good at this. You knock on the door, hey, that's my pastor. They got to let everybody know Pastor Reach. Now, guess what? I can be honest with y'all. It's a little scary going to people's house. Roach, some got ants. You understand? Some of them got bad dog. It's a lot of fair factors. But you got to go if you want to be what? The representative. If you want to be a pastor that gets down with the people, you got to go see these people. These politicians are sending others to represent them. And the people are now saying just on the microphone that that's not sufficient. What can we expect as a result of that, Kyle Dean?
Well, God, let me share this with you. I think it's very physically impossible for one man.
It's impossible.
To go to 6,000 people. That is.
So why do we continue this culture?
I technology has evolved.
That's Gabby just said that.
But the mindset.
But the people say they don't want that. They want you to knock their door.
But the mindset of the voting population has not evolved.
So this is how I could correct that quickly. How about instead of waiting till the last minute to nominate everybody, you nominate within of your political existence and to give people time and preparation to get the job done.
Well, that is
a lot of things can happen though.
Yeah, but let them happen.
Now that's going to work at a disadvantage.
Why?
For the party and for the individual.
Tell us why.
One, I mean, you're running a campaign. You need capital for that.
Oh, capital.
Let's be real. So when you would have been nominated, let's say 4 or 5 months ago, you may have 10 people come for fridge and stove. But when you nominate...
Oh, that exists?
You don't skip out fridge and soap, Kyle.
When you nominate...
I need a new fridge.
Listen, what I'm saying to you. Mind me, I trap see. Listen to me again. You telling me capital is necessary for the vote.
God, understand what I'm saying. It takes money to run a campaign.
It takes money. Why?
Of course. You have to pay for headquarters. You have to be able to buy food and drinks for the people who may work.
So being an aspirant is expensive.
Of course.
You got to have what?
L'argent.
Okay, and if you don't have it, what happened? So why everybody complaining with people who got plenty of money who run it? This is what I don't understand. But anyhow, why I ain't shouting there? Trying to keep it calm. Save me, Chris. Let me take one quick break. I see you call us. I'm coming back to you. But anyway, praise be to God. Let's take this break. We'll be right back.
I'm not trying to be your hero, because that zero is too cold for me. Cause that minus is too low to see. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pintard says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's why the minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
We came to celebrate IT.
Celebrate IT.
Send 3 money transfers for a chance to win indeed.
Celebrate IT.
T got some.
Celebrate IT
with GK Money Services.
Send three
with GK Money and Western Union
for a chance to win.
To send free
for the rest of the year.
Three lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH
for more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness.
And we are back. This is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM. Caller, you're there. You've held. I got to let you go. Come on, caller. What you got to say?
Hey, good afternoon, Brother God.
How you doing, man? All is well?
And to Gabby and Carl.
Good man. Afternoon.
Brother Julian.
Hey, what's happening?
You good?
Be straight. Let's just be straight
listen
with me.
Listen to me.
You're in the Southern Corridor. Be straight with me.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Y'all had the speaker on Monday. She said that there were some things that she was going to try and finish up before election. She said that on Monday. Today is Thursday. She mentioned Domingo Emmanuel Drive in the back of Porky. Today, as we speak, they're now creating the road now in Domingo Heights, now as we speak, getting ready to pave tomorrow in Domingo Heights. She was on the show on Monday promising the people this. 3 days later.
Okay, well, I can drive down there after
please,
the show. I can drive there after the show. Now, I got
to
get you objectives. I know you're a good PLP and you're a good PAT supporter.
On.
I got to get you to be objective. I want to ask you a good, hard question.
Emmanuel Drive is next in the back of Porky's.
Julian, we hear you.
Three weeks till election.
We hear you, Julian. We hearing you.
Okay, now ask me that good question.
I need your help.
Yes, sir.
Southern Shores. Your friend is Denley Mackey.
Yes.
Your good friend was Obie Roberts. Tell me now, how do I want to wake up?
Obie Roberts is still, don't say words, my friend. Obie Roberts is still.
No, I talk about daddy now, unless you want to join him. I talk about the father.
Oh, you're talking about
yes,
but
senior.
Bradley Roberts,
sorry.
My one of my political.
This I know. So his son running now. So tell me how the race can look for you. Let me hear this.
Can I say this as a Bohemian?
Say the truth and say it straight.
Right,
yes, say it straight. Say it straight. Let me hear this.
My lord is with Danley Penn.
Okay.
I have a me and I have a personal something. This is not porn. I support a personal thing.
Now you know why I asked you that question, right? You know why I asked you that question?
It's personal to me.
Because what I want people to understand in this country is no matter how loyal you are to your party, there's always that one candidate that's your good friend.
So let me ask you a question, God.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you believe the PLP get all the good candidates?
No.
You don't think the FNM has some good candidates?
But I say, this is why I asked you to be...
You don't think the COI have one or two
this
good
is
candidates?
Why I asked you to be straight. This is what I'm trying to get at.
I am a PLP.
Okay,
don't
good.
Don't mix that up. I'm not an FNM.
So you helped me out a lot today, man. I appreciate your call, Brother Julian. God bless you. Let me take another caller. Caller, you're live.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man.
You in the Southern Corridor?
I'm in the Southern Corridor.
Let's talk. What's going on in the Southern Corridor?
What's going on?
Yeah, talk to me.
Is that Jake what you are the other day? That ain't gonna be enough. That Jake what you are the other day? That ain't gonna be enough.
Where I get a joke from?
You know where you get a joke from. That ain't gonna be enough.
What you mean that ain't gonna
be enough? It was good. We was waiting for that joke for 5 years. It just reached.
Hold on now.
I know where you got that joke from.
For that 5 years, he's waiting on that joke, and that joke just reached.
No.
Who is waiting on it from for 5 years?
You don't know where you had the joke in the Southern Corridor out of this.
I trying to find it. What I trying
you
to say?
You know just where you had the
okay,
joke from.
Okay, listen to what I said.
The joke was good.
Listen to what I said.
For 5 years, God.
Listen.
And it come too late.
Listen to what I saying to you again.
I listened.
No. See, let me tell you. Let me
yours. Come here.
You say he's waiting on this joke for 5 years. But the poison who there now ain't been there 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
The poison who there now ain't been 5 years?
No.
Not if he got that joke from. You got someone else.
Oh, you mean that place?
That ain't the place where you got
No. Hold on. I get it. See, I eat joke from more than one place.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
see, that's what
so hold on, hold on.
You only talk about one joke.
That's your problem.
No. If you said the best joke.
Carmichael Road. That's what I'm talking about.
Where that is?
Carmichael Road. You don't know where that is?
Yeah, I know Welcome Michael. Listen, welcome.
You better be careful.
Welcome Michael.
See you coming out with your chicken and your pork.
You know you've been for jerk. Well, all I can tell you is that jerk come 5 years too late.
No, my jerk has come. Uncle Michael, what about jerk has come from Dave? From Dave, right? From Dave, right there next to MoneyGram. That's why I eat jerk from my cousin.
In the back there.
That's Dave. Huh?
Listen, I can say this to you. This, honestly, I'm being told.
Okay, go ahead. I listen.
I'm a Bahamian.
Uh-huh.
I got to live here.
Yeah.
And what I've seen, and I'm going to tell you, I support the PLP in the last 10 elections.
Okay.
I cannot do that this election.
And you have a right.
I cannot. My country is overrun with illegal migrants. This is the most I've ever seen from I've been on this earth.
Okay.
And I've been here 50 years.
So
this
let me
is the most.
So let me ask you a question.
I've got to vote in the best interest of my children who got to live here because we don't got nowhere to run.
Yeah, but I want to ask you a question.
My children can't run nowhere.
You're a little emotional, and I appreciate you, but I'm
very emotional. When
but
it comes
I want you to settle down 1 minute for me.
Very emotional when it comes to my children.
But if you want me to help you, I can help you.
The country is for Bahamians. And then I help elect a party who is not doing things in the interest of the Bahamian people. I feel bad casting my vote that way.
Okay.
And I promise you, it will not happen this time.
So you don't want me to help you?
God, the man has, you said the man already,
please.
The people already make up their mind. Or who
I know,
they
I know. But
you trying to change his mind?
No,
is that
said,
what you want to do?
See, when he say children.
God, you know me well. You know me well, God.
He knows I'm an educator. I'm an educator.
You can help me. I mean, I can tell you how you can help me. Help me get the PLP out of office. Can you help me with that stuff?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Then. Hold on, I'm ask you. Where you going? Anyway, you're gone. I can talk to you later.
I'm
trying to figure out when you, okay, let's say you said you voted PLP last election. And that main objective. And you want to get rid of the PLP, who are you going to put there? Let me hear this.
Why you want to know the
Free National Movement?
Okay, no. He has a right to do that.
Yeah, no.
He has a right to do that. He wants to put in the Free National Movement. I don't have a problem with that. Oh, listen, I'm being fair. I ain't getting emotional. I ain't getting fair. No person says that they're going to kick out the government, which is very easy to do, by the way, because most people are anti-government, especially when they don't get what they want. Now you're going to go to the Free National Movement. The promise of the Free National Movement, you're saying to me, is that they're going to restrict the number of Haitians coming into the country.
Maybe he read the manifesto.
I asked him the question.
Manifesto, I read both. And I read some of the things was on the old manifesto from the PLP that haven't been done.
Okay, so
someone just talked about road. How long that road was not.
But see, what you're saying to me, is that each dispensation is different, as if we never had a Haitian problem all along. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Hold on.
I have been around and I've met the man personally, and I've been one of the biggest fans in this country on radio for Loftus Roker. Me.
Good
the man. The issue of immigration, number one, goes further than the House of Assembly. I want you to understand that. That's why don't you and I get together later? Not to switch your mind on voting, but I just want to share something with you as to why we have this issue. Let's do that privately. Let's do that privately. You know me well. Let's do that privately because publicly, right. I do not have the time to do it.
I can call you.
Okay, I appreciate
Listen,
you, my brother.
But you know you can't. You can't change my mind.
No, Jesus, I ain't trying to change him.
You can't. But I'm just saying.
Okay, and I appreciate you. See, he's of the opinion I'm trying to change his mind. But what I do not accept in life is this: you're never too old to learn. And what Bahamians do is they come to a conclusion and they fix on that. And then when the fixed decision kicks them in the rear end, they say, oh, Jesus, I didn't see this one coming. The country is too immature at this particular time. We have to be more mature in our approach, open our minds to allow...
To allow what?
Growth. I got to say that.
But
we cannot grow. Everybody
reaction.
Has it. But if we're speaking about growth, growth is never a comfortable thing. And that is why... I said to you...
That's why they vote Ingram out in 2012 when he dig up the roads.
In 2 weeks' time, I said to you, I go on, right? You know where I go in? I've already found where my next pasture is. And that ain't got nothing to do with nobody here in the Bahamas. Nobody. Because as far as I see, when Bahamian people get in your business, they can jack you up. That's what they love to do. And so I already learned from y'all, sitting on this radio, what I got to do. But let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Don't forget about your texters.
Go ahead,
caller.
How you doing, darling?
How are you?
Man, I am super.
And good afternoon to you, Bobby and Kyle. You know, I'm listening to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the gentleman just now who was talking about the road. How long was that road like that?
Uh-huh.
You know, and all of a sudden, the road is being fixed, and he's happy.
Mm-hmm.
That shows him that she's working.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't done this in 5 years, but all of a sudden it's getting done, and that shows hard work.
But call her.
Wow, diligent MP.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's deserving of praise.
I'm listening.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
This is the same thing that's happening across the country.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
All of these roads are now being fixed. I remember times like this when I was a child back in South Andras. Anytime election, we always know when it's time for election, the roads are being cut. The beaches are being cleaned. The roads are being paved. And then after election, nothing for the next 5 years. Then they do it all over again.
That is applied across the board.
It is, in a way, but it's more, in my view, it's more known for under the PLP.
So,
because they have so much time in there doing it, it was more known under them than it was the others.
And that's your observation, right?
Thank you.
I appreciate
that. I don't see. I feel like this particular government is seeing where they are falling short, because I listened to a part of the speech the Prime Minister gave the other day, and it seemed like some of the same stuff he used to win the election 2021.
Okay.
He may add or tweak it a bit or change one or two words, but it's basically the same thing. I open up the country. Wow.
Okay.
You understand me? No explanation. Then Pintad asked questions in the House. Everybody giggling and acting like, well, he don't have the right to ask them anything just because he was in the past government that did not do ABC. Come on, man. When are we going to grow up? If a question is being asked, answer it.
Well, I appreciate your call, my dear. And you on fire today. And listen to me. I'm listening to your commentary today. It's very, very sure which side you do lean on. And, of course, Bahamian people at this time, they're ready for battle. But I just want to say this to you. What I detest is that we have been here before on both sides of the fence. And I always try to encourage people that whenever you throw mud, be very careful throwing that mud, because your side suffered from the very same situation. Own existence is this. As a country, we have to have an overall understanding as to how government works. I don't think we have yet to understand in our 50-plus years how government truly works, being a member of the Commonwealth of Nations. We just don't get it. We look at the idea of 1973. We say that we're a sovereign country, yet we can't hang nobody. We're a sovereign country, yet we can't get it. It don't matter who the hell in power. You can't do it. You cannot do it. So it means then that you're not your own man. You're still living in your daddy's yard. That's how this works. When you're talking about fixing roads, fixing lights and infrastructure, we have permanent secretaries in this country that manage these entities, period. Now we have no government in power, no politician, because the House has been dissolved. Who's now running the country? Is the country still running? Still running. Still running. Someone running the country. It ain't them. They out campaigning. So someone is running this country even now as we speak. The roads still got to get paved. Even as we speak. The lights still got to get fixed. Even as we speak. The hospital still got to run. Even as we speak. Road traffic still got to perform. Even as we speak. And whenever we have individuals in these systems that they themselves are corrupt, we take that individual and we tie it to the government of the day, whether it be PLP or FNM, and say, you know what? This thing used to wear the United States of America, looking from over the water, say, you know what? The Bahamas is a corrupt nation. We got to fix this foolishness. And our casting of these allegations is bringing all of us back down to zero. It doesn't make sense to me. What does make sense to me is show me your value, show me your worth, show me your integrity. That's what matters to me. I'm not saying that they're perfect. I'm not saying the FNM is perfect or imperfect. I'm just simply saying, where is the spirit of building this nation? I'm still waiting to see it. This is election time, general election 2026, PLP, FNM, COI, independence. You have a right to choose your side. Call you live. Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, yeah. I want to say this, God, Garvey and Mr.
Dean.
Mr. Dean, right? Mm-hmm. Especially to Mr. Dean and Garvey, right? You know, we need young leaders moving forward in this country, right? But we're not going to need leaders what are prepared to just to continue with the same status quo of governance, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can need visionary leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are very talented, very brilliant, really bright, and I'm listening to you day by day.
Thank you.
But we just drift in the status quo.
Sure.
There's no growth, God.
Okay. That's correct.
There's no growth in the status quo, and that's why we as Bahamians, we can't move. You give an illustration of coming to the fence. The fence represents the status quo, what is dividing the Bahamian people from the growth. Because every time a government gets in power, here's what they said, just like what you implied. We can't get across the fence because they couldn't get across the fence. We don't need them type of governance, right? We don't need that type of backward-looking governance no longer in this country, man. Because the Bahamas is a very beautiful place to be living, and the Bahamian people are very talented people. And we can't, I mean, it's not fair for the constant dumbing down of Bahamian people.
Dumbing down.
Of the status quo, my people.
Man, you're using some powerful words, man. I appreciate your call. I got two last callers, but you got to go to news shortly. Caller, you got 30 seconds.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, God. Hello, Gabby. I'm Guy.
Hey.
God, yeah, that joy come too late. What you been eating with the brethren tell you about earlier?
I don't know where this joint is, which y'all talking about.
Yeah, in Carmichael, whatever you've been eating, whatever. But anyway, I call because let me just say something, God.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Loftus Roker.
Yes.
We talk about immigration.
Yes.
If Loftus Roker was prime minister.
Yes.
From 2021.
Yeah.
You think we've got talking about immigration?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
So. The person, the party were there, and who there, they learned from what Loftus Roker was
okay,
implementing and was teaching. We need no lecture, and we need no preaching from God pulpit. You understand? see, that's the point. They talk, but we ain't got no issues. But another thing, let me tell you something. How much money he declare?
Well, listen, I got to let you go on this one, but I can tell you one thing. You got some good points there, because if Branville McCartney was the Minister of Immigration, it still would have been a better situation, too. And he was in the FNM, and you see what happened to him. Last caller, you're on the line.
Hey, yeah, man, that's right. Mm-hmm. All of the FNM, PLB, same, just different color. Same people, different color. I mean, how long we
all of us is the same color.
That means same.
All of
same people, different color. Different
okay.
Color party. But guess what? How long we can stick with the same carnival ride, man?
Listen to me. I don't know people who've been in third party who go on back to the PLP and back to the FNM. What are you trying to tell me, buddy? If you go third party today, next time, when you start beating and that kind of coming your way, you may go back to the next side yourself.
Man,
I coming back after the news, man. I got to go to the news, man. I love you. I got to go to the news. Gabby, I know you got text. Let's go to the news. We come back and we go straight to the text lines. Then we'll open up the phone lines and we'll continue the conversation. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Right here in the lovely Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Be right back.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. I'm not trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
We are back. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. And we've been having an interesting conversation basically on the southern corridor of New Providence, where the capital, Nassau, exists. And from history and time, we know the importance of the southern corridor.
So as we look at the candidates that are listed in that particular area, I would then think that their political parties and their leadership would have ensured that they had their best foot placed forward. Before the news, we promised that we would read just one or two of your texts. Gabby has been pulling
one
my...
One or two? It's like a bunch of texts, Gabby.
Yeah, but I know they won't do. They won't pull my tail. But you know, this is my show. I've got to let everybody know this is my show, and this is my show for the next 2 weeks. Now, y'all could try and misbehave all y'all want, but this is my show. I've been given responsibility for this show.
And don't know the text line.
And so only because Gabby is nice to me today. She ain't around me. I can read your text. Go ahead, Gabby. Read the text. And then we'll take the call.
Y'all, I'm going to read a lot of y'all texts, okay?
Read it's three because okay. I got a call on the line.
We could take. The caller's going to have to hold.
No, because these this is my show. Read three. Okay, hour. Let me take a caller.
This
caller
says, hey, God, okay. Good try. But beat. Elizabeth, Seabreeze, and all the others are in play. Everything with brave face on it got to go. It's coming in from the text line. This next texter says, good afternoon. While I'm not in the southern area, I'm in Pinewood, and I ain't seeing nobody yet.
Okay.
So this could be long. So okay. What I don't get off social media, that on me.
I like that text.
This next texter says,
I like that text. It's fair.
Could you find out, is the COI rally... I guess, when is the COI rally, God? Do you know when the COI rally is?
We have not gotten any indication as yet because we're dealing with a legal situation, I understand. That is the priority. The legal situation.
You mean with the
COI rally? We all see it all over social media. Yeah, he got to get that thing sealed.
What does that have to do with the rally?
Well, you're distracted.
You got to seal it first and after rally?
But I just
said. God, anyway, they wanted you to know that nice show last night, Gabby. And they also said that guy who said Bamboo Town is fixing up, but it's physically challenged. What was that about?
You can leave that alone. That's Julian because he's impaired. We understand that.
Okay. I
see, some of these people mean. That's what I'm trying to tell you. As a matter of fact, let me go to the line. Cut that. Call it your life. Go ahead.
Hey, God, how you doing, man?
You see why it's got to be disgusting now?
Sometimes I wonder.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, man.
Let me say good afternoon to all your listening audience. And everyone else in your studio. God, you have any idea of what the Deputy Prime Minister said in the rally in Abaco is true in terms of the boats coming back?
I don't know about no boat. But go ahead.
You just changed the policy on April 1st.
I don't know if you remember when they went to Freeport with some big announcement. They took down the cabinet down there, and the Deputy Prime Minister then said that everybody is working back in Freeport, and you know the all the stores are open and all that. And the persons they had totally the opposite to say about that. So I don't know if we could actually trust our Deputy Prime Minister on these.
Let me help. What happens here on Guardian Radio? And I guess most stations have their supporters
right
throughout the country. It from where I sat for the last 2-3 years, I already know coming in here that the majority of people here more than likely support the Free National Movement. I already know
God,
that.
How can you say things like that?
I just said from my experience, not yours. Be quiet, please, Gabby, before I kick out my studio.
Wow.
This is my show.
You God.
Chris, mute this woman, Mike, before I kick out the station.
Chris, you don't do a thing.
Mute this mic.
Chris, don't do a thing.
Mute the mic.
I will talk on you.
Thank you very much. Now.
Go ahead, God.
Now, I have said that everybody has a right to their opinion. Everybody may believe their opinion is a fact. What right. I've tried to do is say that, you know what, even though I may be, and this is where I find weakness in many a opposition, not just the opposition presently, but even when other oppositions like the PLP was in opposition, there comes a time when you just got to ease up and say some of the good things that the other person is doing. That's how a marriage works. When you are in a relationship, you're not always angry with your wife. You're not always angry with your children. Sometimes you say, baby, you're looking beautiful today. Baby, I like your dress. Baby, I like your shoes. Yeah. Even though you know you're vexed, you're mad. You don't. But what we do in the Bahamas, we blow up the whole house. And we forget that the neighbors could hear. And I'm only trying to say that if we continuously rowing every day, it becomes non-effective. And I'm trying to say to people, I don't have a problem you saying, you know, I am an F&M. I'm a strong F&M. But I'm so happy the roads are now being paved, even though it's too late. Say something nice. But we got to make everything just ugly all the time?
God,
this is
God,
why
you
I have come to the point where I said, you know, in 2 weeks' time, my cup is full. Because I have so much more positivity for my own life that's not going to be based on anyone else around here. And that's what I got to go do for me. I go into all the world, and I ain't preaching no gospel, but I take in my own life to the world because there's more out there than 400,000 people here. Real Bahamian, oh, he don't like the Bahamas. Listen, if you keep on fighting with this crap pen, you ain't going nowhere. This is where we are. And this is what the caller just said. 50 years and we still talking about road and light? For God's sake, help me, man.
Well, God, you know, if the Bahamian people decide to give any party a 5-year contract,
yes.
I think it's up to. I mean, it's nothing wrong with Bahamian people
complaining,
you know, looking at every step they make and trying to understand what is being done in terms to that contract that was signed.
Yes.
But God, I ain't gonna go too far with that. God, you spoke about candidates. Are not being visible or not visiting homes, right?
Yes, yes.
What my experience is in Nassau Village, right? My member of parliament. You will hardly see him. You'll see his team, moving door to door.
Yes.
And for four plus years now, you know, persons would have stopped me and they would have complained.
Uh-huh.
They would have been saying that, you know, they was invited to come to his office and see him a certain time, and when they reached. It was like, like a pressure on him, like, you know, they putting pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the reason why he is not showing or being visible in the community is because I don't think he treated the people the way he should have. He didn't act as a servant. You know, he acted as he was their boss. A lot of these former members of parliament are sort of hiding from the constituent. And I think that's a sad thing, you know?
So let me ask you this, because you do sound like a diplomat. I like the way you speak, by the way. I think you have a very good radio voice. But let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
During the time of the Free National Movement being in power, have you seen a representative consistently?
Have I seen a representative of the Free National Movement?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a frequent thing with Hollison Moutrie. I had I didn't work along with Hollison Moutrie, but I know he was visible in his community.
But he visited you. He visited you, and you had timely appointments with him.
Yes, when I was able to see him when I needed to see him.
Watch what I'm saying to you. And even so, in doing for you, watch what Garth is about to say to you, they still fired him. That's what I'm saying to you. They still fired him. If you don't get something of the deal every 5 years, it means then that your life score of 70, right? You divide that in your adult life, take 20 years off, that's 50 years. That means you only really live in 25 years because every other 5 years you can be broke or you can be left out. That's what you're telling me.
I don't know if that's the case with other
people. No, it may not be the case for many people.
My thing is, if you will allow me, right?
Yes.
My thing is, if you come in a community
mm-hmm.
or in a constituency,
mm-hmm.
and you come with a heart to give you a shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And represent them in those of assembly.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, in the world, God, you have the authority, or you are some big man where you could treat the people like they is a lump on the lawn.
I agree with you.
It's just sad.
My good friend. And I have love for him, but boy, I can't stand him politically. I can tell you, you go tell him that yourself. I can't stand him politically. I got two of them. When Rembert Wells came to Bamboo Town, that's my friend from high school, R.M. Bailey class 87. I ain't see him after he got his nomination. Anytime I see him is right before election. Hey, God, my friend. Hey, my brother. Hey, what's up? With that smile. You know, he got a decent smile. Handsome fella. Then he switched sides and gone to the FNM. You think I see him yet? I still ain't see him till the end. I see him down by Polo Bar right there on Michael Road. I can tell you where I see him. Hey, God. Yes. He's wearing a blue suit. Hey, my brother. Yeah, man. You know, this is a political thing. And this is why I don't like people to say, this one I see him, this one I ain't touch him. Because the truth be told, from both sides, we don't get to see these people.
You know, contrary to what you just said about Renwood, I campaigned with him in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
And I work along with him for the full 5 years when he was in government.
And you saw him.
And I not just saw him, but me, both him and I, we visit so many persons in that constituency.
But you ain't visit me.
Well, you probably didn't move up in the West. Are
you disgusting, man? I can talk to you later. I had to pull his tail. Let me take another caller. Caller, you live. Caller, you there?
My brother, Garth. Hey, Gabby, good afternoon to your guests in the studio.
My brother, Garth, Gabby, he ain't said on the Kyle yet. Or Kyle's other guest.
Well, hey, I heard
No, 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 no. I didn't hear you like Gabby. ain't trying to get you no trouble. But you then called over. I like Gabby.
Let me put myself in trouble right now. But you already know. I already show you something about Gabby.
We keep it to ourselves. Leave that alone. Say what you got to say. I ain't going to get you in no trouble.
You didn't want me to entertain that.
No,
okay.
Go ahead.
No problem. Listen, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
For a governing party,
mm-hmm.
why are they working so hard if all of their good works should be all that they needed to win this next election? What's with all of these big billboards?
Jeff.
What's with all of this money being spent on the ground?
Jeff.
You don't think that the deeds that you would have done for your people would be a record to stand on to win this election?
Jeff.
And then to turn around, you know, to go low. You know, some of the ads that I'm hearing going out for low. Why would you have to go low if your record is so high?
So, Jeff.
And these are the things normal, ordinary, logical thinking people, we look at these things. So, now they are here slinging mud. You don't need to sling mud if your record is that you could stand on it and you don't have to worry about nothing else. But you see, you have to go back and look at that man in the mirror.
So, Jeff, let's start at ground zero. Everybody gets a talent. Everybody gets a responsibility, whether you're government or whether you're opposition. Let's go back to 2021, prior to the election in September. When the House dissolved, every man was on his own merit. You agree?
I agree.
A decision was made in September 2021 for the present government. You agree?
Agree.
Good. Now, the government has to go perform. You heard it from me. For the first 2-3 years, we were all trying to figure what was going on in the country. True or false?
True.
Okay, true. We were also trying to figure out what the hell the Royal Opposition was doing for those 3 years. True or false?
True.
Good. The only consistent party that agitated and complained every doggone day was the COI. Now, my issue with the COI, like I said earlier in this conversation, is this. You can't complain every day. My God. Something got to be right up with the system somewhere. And if I see you complain about every doggone thing, I ain't marrying you. Not you. Ain't nobody want no nag. Nowhere. So you got to fix that. That's my complaint, personal complaint from Garth Millard Roseborough for the COI. For the Free National Movement, for the first 4 years, we only heard one word through all the complaints. Menace, menace, menace. Am I telling a lie yet? I still hearing about menace this week. What the hell? We got more things to do. And so when it comes to the government, whether they performed or didn't perform or how they performed, and we have to measure by way of performance anything being done. And we put all of that on the table. This is how decisions are made in general elections. But when people say, I got to kick you out and I'll take the dog before I take you, this is why the country is in a dog state. This is why things are not going right. Because every time we try to walk forward, we end up 3 steps backward. Somebody got to do their job, man. The government has a job to do. The opposition has a job to do. The third parties have a job to do. And we, the Bahamian people, have a job to do. We're not doing our jobs. We're falling down, man. You're blaming the Haitian. The Haitian is the last issue we got in this country. You can't fight the Haitian people if you ain't get yourself straight. You got to close your own door. Use the one who going to hire the Haitian to weed your yard. Use the one who going to hire the Haitian to mix your cement. Use the one who hired the Haitian to put on your roof and your shingles. Use the one who hired the Haitian to go be your mechanic. Use the one who hired the Haitian to be your boyfriend, your wife, your husband. Use to do these things. They got to come in droves because it's you. And you ain't fixing you. And you don't blame everybody else for the problem? Come on, man. Jeff, we got to stop doing this.
My brother, all I could do is tell you.
We said the PLP letting the Haitian in. Haitian was coming in when the PLP was here. Haitian was coming when the FNM was here. Haitian was coming here when Loftus Rokas was here. And Loftus Rokas said, man, we got to get rid of these Haitian. And what did the government say? Not my Haitian.
They shut him down.
Branville McCartney's in the helicopter over there by Milo Butler Highway. I saw it myself. Coming down like an angel of the heaven to deal with the Haitian problem. Next thing we know, parked the car.
Shut him down.
What the hell? That's PLP and the FNM who gets shut down. Now you said we're going to bring this next fella in there with the gun to shoot the gun with the Bible in his hand. But yet he got his own problem. What the hell are you all dealing with, man?
All I know is God, and I'll let you go right now. All I know is we as a people, we are divided as a people.
Too divided.
We are unified on any really
this all I say.
Front except for a political party. All of these things that we need to be concerned about fixing this country, we are divided on one definitive action.
I agree.
And I'm going to tell you, we cannot continue to survive
we can.
Like this in this country.
Not in this
we
country.
We cannot.
You know something? Okay. You know what's going to happen on May 13th? Let me tell you what's going to happen May 13th, Jeff. And don't leave. You're my friend. I got other callers, but hold on a second. On May 13th, you tell me what you think going to happen. Or they cheat. Or they rob us. Or this. I don't care from whoever.
Well, guys, right now as it stands, and not meaning to cut you off, right now as it stands, look at the current status of our of the election coming up.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
So many concerns.
Oh, Jesus, man.
About this upcoming election. That I already see that this process potentially can be long drawn out because of the number of issues that is present that has not been readily and actively addressed. There's been no resolution or no restitution in terms of quelling the people's mindset and thoughts about what this election, what's going to happen during this election. And so we have already formed in our minds all of the, just about every potential probability of how this election is going to turn out. What don't end up before the election court will end up, you can hear about cheating, you can hear about these people voting in our elections.
And all of that is nagging to me.
No verification, and so on and so forth. This thing is going to happen.
Jeff, use the man on the road before you go. Drive on Cotto Avenue, right by where Christine and Johnny used to be. Right by the Adventist Church. Anglican Adventist Church. Right across the road used to be a budget right there. And when you come from the east and drive west, right there to the junction of East Street and look across the road. You know what you can see? Just how they got this big billboard with the politician. There's a big billboard right there. You know what on that billboard? The smartest student. And the boy's a Haitian. Free education to all Bahamians. But the smartest one in the classroom is the Haitian, and you don't feel you have a responsibility for your children to be smarter? Y'all got to fix this, man. I appreciate you, Jeff. Let me take another caller. Next caller.
Hey, God. Hi, and everybody. How are you?
Be good.
All right. First of all, God, I fully agree with you. You know, it's like I first of all, I'm in a position where I never say, oh, the FNM never did this. Or the PLP never did that.
That's a good statement.
Or CO, I mean, I can't say CO, I ain't have a good idea on this particular point. See, Bahamians, and I hate to say it, the majority of Bahamians are not politically mature enough to see right, wrong. And you know what's so funny about it? A lot of us, we call ourselves a Christian nation.
Yes.
And Christianity teaches us to be what? Honest.
Yes.
Supposed to be honest.
Yes.
And if you cannot honest, I hate, and I hear people say these things who say that they are, you know, being a Christian nation, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look and find one thing that the opposition would have done, the PLP would have done. And I'm going to share this with you. And this is why I think.
I like this call. Yeah.
It's very important.
Go ahead.
One of the kudos I give the government for, and this is something unique. This is something that I've never seen any entity do before. And you can literally grade them on this. The app, the online app, where they put out what is done, what wasn't done, what is in process, and so forth. If you ask people like your former caller or any one of them, didn't you go online and actually see, check it out, see if they're talking fast or are they talking sense? And I can almost guarantee you it ain't happen. You know why it ain't happen? Because we're too close-minded. That's on both ends.
Yes.
I would never find myself, I've got to be the biggest fool in the world and the biggest liar in the world to say that I can't find nothing that the FNM has done, some things that they've done successfully, the PLP has done some successfully. I will be the biggest liar in the world.
Okay.
And I think we're not politically mature in this country yet.
I appreciate this call.
We talk about our brothers to the north all the time.
Yes.
But our brothers to the north are way more politically mature than us.
Of course.
Way more mature.
And I think we have a third world mentality when it comes to politics, to the point where you got people who still think you as a prospective an MP or a prospective MP, I got to come knocking on your door. I got 6,000, 12,000 people in my constituency. How in God's name? There's one constituency office. That's why we have a constituency office. You have ills. If you have all these other things that are going on, you one person could go down to the constituency office. Everybody knows where that is at.
Mm-hmm.
But you expect in this modern day and time for me to come knock on your door personally?
That's where
we are. Are you insane?
That's where we are.
Are you insane?
That's where we are.
Yep.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate the call. Listen, man. I got these callers on the line. The lines are lit up. The hardest thing in life to do is to get rid of rodents. You agree?
Yeah.
It costs money to get rid of rodents. It costs money to get rid of pests. Just the way you say your biggest issue in the country is immigration, I just want you to keep this in mind. It's extremely expensive to rid yourself of illegal immigrants. It ain't cheap. They come in, and unless you block the hole, unless you make preparation to keep them out, these people come in. Call you live, Kyle Dean in the studio, Gabby at the step out. Call you live.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend.
I would like to say the PLC will win 4 seats for sure.
4?
Yes, sir.
Which ones?
The PLC.
Which seats you said? 4 seats?
Hold on.
Which four caller?
We have a connection problem. Let me take another caller. Next caller, please.
Hello, good afternoon to you and your guest.
Hey, man, how's things?
Now, let me first of all say you're not being for the day after that. Just say you're hearing from
the I'm not being what?
No, you're being for the day after that. Just say you're hearing from the opposition all the time. The FNM raised hell about the VAT being placed on breast plastic items and medical services and the female products. The FNM.
This my friend, you know.
Spoke about the passport.
This my friend, you know.
On the flight. Yeah, it's your friend, yeah.
No.
But you ain't understand what I'm saying to you. Saying
no,
something.
You say only Lincoln Bain make noise, man. I'm just saying.
Listen.
Lincoln Bain raised hell about the squatting, which I support. He raised hell about the some Haitian and immigration thing, which I also support. And something else he raised hell about.
But you ain't hearing what I'm saying, cousin? I'm trying to tell you all this noise you've been raising. I'm only hearing the noise because the impact has never stuck to the wall because it's too much noise.
It ain't the persistency of the leader, the deputy leader, that caused the
It ain't persistency we're looking for, man.
To remove the bread basket. Put the reduced five, and then
I can't teach you that today, friend. I know I love you to death. You're my boy. You're my right hand. But I can't support you on that. I know there's a talk and nobody listening. I noticed a preacher sermon in church, and ain't nobody saying amen. I mean, it never happened to me, but I've seen it. And that's why I don't go to church, because many of y'all preaching, I can't understand what y'all trying to say. Y'all got to talk straight and talk so people can feel the impact. Impact happens when not only you speaking against, but you're also showing what you can do to fix it. I just trying to say, cousin, I love you. Call me back. I'm not cutting you off today. I want you to call me back, but I want you to think about what I just said. Next caller, please. Next caller.
Good day.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
I would just say, May 12th, I'm marking my vote for progress. They've been doing the work, and the work must continue. So we got to choose progress.
Now, I got to ask you a question. You know I have to, right? Now, you don't have to answer, but can I ask you a question? Hello?
Yes.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
18.
You 18. You're a new voter?
First-time voter.
Yes.
I just asked some questions. I want you to relax. God ain't going to rough you up. Use good people. I use my best friend right now because you're young. What makes a young person decide to vote progress? Is your mom, your dad progress? Is your neighborhood progress? Your church progress? What made you decide to vote progress?
Because I see the work they're doing in my community. My community was run out, and they come and they change it. They fix the parks and everything.
Okay.
Progress is just the best choice.
Which constituency are you in?
Wait, which constituency you live in?
North Andres.
You in North Andres?
North Andres, wow.
Oh, man, welcome North Andres. So let me be real with you now. North Andres, your mom passed PLP.
Of course.
And if you vote after them, they're kicking you out.
No.
They're going to let you vote what you want?
Yeah, it's my choice. And I choose
my
progress.
My choice.
What you calling me?
A decent young voice.
Only because they voted me on TLP, man. Let me take another caller. Caller, go ahead, you're live.
Cass Rose Sparrows.
Boy, I've been waiting for this call.
And Kyle, me again.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Listen, the young, welcome to the voting public. You know, I pray you decide, you get everything your heart desires. Okay, moving on. With the gentleman I called much earlier who was talking about the MP not coming to his house. You know, I had, where I'm now residing is in the Garden Hills.
Yeah.
And the Rick Fox people are all over, no lie, they are all over the place. You ride in Garden Hills. You can see them everywhere.
Okay.
I am one of those. If I see a representative from your house,
uh-huh,
I know you are interested in me.
That is true.
If I don't see a representative, I don't have to see you. I don't. It's not a must. Because they asked me if I wanted to meet him. He came around yesterday to meet everybody in person. But I tell them, no, it's not a must. I see you guys. This is like the third time you guys been to my house specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely say y'all are very interested in me. Y'all are literally courting me.
So you've made up your decision.
I have yet to see anybody from Bowlegs Camp. Even walking through my community, I am yet. Since the date was set and before, I am yet to see anybody from this camp.
That's not a lie. So the two earlier callers, I just want to leave this little joke with you. You normally is my friend, so we ain't losing no friendship on this. What do you say with the grill now? The grill chicken too late, eh?
Oh, this I didn't call on that one. That's what I called about earlier.
All right then.
You know, this,
so
this
I must tell Mario Bolek the grilled chicken too late.
This chicken addict, I washed this in vinegar.
Okay, I
got
you.
I stand you off. I've been sitting there too long.
All right, well, I appreciate you, man. Let me take somebody's calls. I love you much. Let me take another call. I'll call you live.
Hey, this is a trailer. I mean, I was just on my lunch break. I thought I should call.
On your lunch break?
You hear me?
No, because they tell me you're in Peru.
Huh?
They tell me you're in Peru. I call you, you ain't answer me, but everything cool.
I am not so, man. Listen, you know, someone got to plan all these successful events. We haven't. So, Bagman doesn't, but I will talk to you before I head up to Regatta. I just wanted to lend my voice to the conversation, and
go
I
ahead.
Thought that
like.
It was a healthy discussion.
Okay.
But two points I would want to say, God, you said it earlier, right? A lot of Bahamians, especially during political season, have this guise of political objectivity, right? I always tell people, you know, and sometimes I smile when I see certain persons making comments, rather from the opposite side. I know their politics, but they try to portray themselves as objective or in the middle, and they come around the back and just encourage people to vote after them, but in an objective lens. And I encourage people, you know, I think we have a very mature democracy. You can support who you want to support. You don't have to be in disguise. And I think that we are maturing in a way that people respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, to your larger conversation about continuity of governance.
Yes.
I really believe that whether we want to confront it or not, there has been a harm in changing governments every 5 years. And the reason why the PLP slogan is choose progress. It was based on the premise that political parties aren't perfect, governance aren't perfect, but we've made tremendous strides. And to your caller's point before, we're the first government ever elected to put out a blueprint tracker saying that you could judge our record, you could see the commitments we've made, you could see the commitments in progress, you could see the commitments that we abandoned or delayed. No government has opened itself to that level of scrutiny prior to an election whilst putting out their roadmap forward, right? And lastly, the FNM is saying to the public, we need a reset. Now, you could draw your own inferences or draw your own conclusion on what reset means. Reset means that we can start all over from scratch. That means all the progress that the government would have made, whether perfect, unperfect, or has some merit, you're saying that we need to start all over again. That means you can spend the first year and doing everything the PLP do. You can spend the first 2 years reviewing, investigation, putting up, setting up boards, and then spend the third year trying to do your agenda, and then the fourth year you're trying to see, make the argument that this is best and doing what the PLP have done. I mean, that type of governance is ludicrous, particularly if you're talking about nation building. I don't know the extent to which, because of these, the challenges are so deeply entrenched, resolve all these issues in 5 years. And so I think that the PLP is saying, we haven't been a perfect party, but we've made tremendous progress, and we've put our progress out there for people to see and to judge and to measure.
Well, we appreciate the call, and that was Mr. Latre Raming from the Office of the Prime Minister who making his remarks. And you, the listeners, you got his spiel as to the Progressive Liberal Party, why they chose progress, why they're building on progress. They are seeking a second term, and he says that the Free National Movement is seeking to reset. Next caller on the line, you're live.
God.
Hey.
What's up, man? You catch the voice?
I catch the voice. And
not the blind one.
Listen, Papa, listen to me. You only call because Gabby come back in the studio. I don't like the way you just roll. I don't like the way you roll.
Say it again?
I see, only talking to me now because Gabby come back in the studio.
I'm not a fan of her.
You want to find a Gabby?
No.
Which was?
I could say what I called for.
Go ahead then.
Yeah. Good day to everyone in the studio. My PLP brother inside there, Alfred's son. Alfred Dane's son.
Papa, all is well?
Yeah, that's Alfred Dane's son, right?
That's correct, Papa.
That's your pa, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's my boy who I grew up with too. I PLP. Although they say I's a bad PLP, not a good PLP, or I criticize. I hear Latre just now, right? Wait, I like how you put them in their place when they call. But if everything goes bad, no. I try to reach you, they tell me you somewhere else. God, I love that. I respect you for that. The other day, the next one called. You say, but yeah, I see you since you moved into the new place. They say, no, man, you can't. God say, your hand's too full. I know Peter hear you, but he never did answer. God, I love you for being real. And don't fake with these humans. You understand?
You're not faking.
Don't fake with them. All right?
Yes, sir.
So I say to all my PLP people inside there and the FNM people inside there too, respect and good morning. But that's what Latre say just now. Wait, they sound so disrespectful. It's like, you know, when people get in, like they could tell you where the water was or whatever. The only reason that people keep voting out governments is because we don't have the recall system practice. What you expect for to do? You do what you want to as a servant. When you want to do it, y'all do craziness. Before you get fired, they move you to a different ministry, make you a minister or whatever, and you can criticize, but we keep voting. Because we don't have the recall system. That's the only thing we get to punish y'all with. I remember that time. There's a guy who was doing the talk show, God, before you cut me, so that next one, that she said, she would have cut me a long time.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, she's something else.
Oh, you all fall
and
out.
I'm the one who said, give her the show and all that stuff, and she's so, boy. Hey, so listen.
When I cut you.
When there, she can say what she wants to say. When I
cut you.
Say it again.
No. When I cut you.
No, that day talking to God, you say, I would have cut him a long time. I say, I know you would have cut me.
I say, I would have cut you a long time.
You know, you cut me, so I'd call this one again. What I'm trying to say, right? It's the other day. God, I know you're enjoying that, but it ain't to make you laugh. I just being real and serious.
Yeah,
go ahead. So the other day when they fooled with Pearly, who? Earl Thompson, who have a show. I think it was Latre them saying, questioning how he working with the FNM and doing this and doing that. And Dwight had the show on. Latre, just I had to tell you CYC then. You need to CYC again. Listen to me carefully. Don't tell us what to do. All right, PLP, you ever think why I just criticize my party and still...
Papa, my lines are lit up. I know you're talking. I got to call. Papa, love you to death, but you know we can't continue this one. Let me take another caller. Caller, you're live. The lines are lit up, man. We got to talk quick. Everyone who comes in the line got to talk quick. The lines are lit up. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm trying to hang on with my callers to let them say they got to say, but they going way around the mountain. I need you to talk quick.
No, I ain't going around the mountain.
Okay, let's go. All right.
Mr. Raman would have done better to 82 piece, sit by Sanders Beach, and listen to the show, because there's a huge gap between perfection and competence. Huge.
All right.
I don't think the average Bahamian expects perfection. He contradicted himself in that very short time about... perfection is in the metric that you measure progress, right? And if nothing else, I'm going to leave you with this. The disclosures of the members of parliament, what did they say, 54 of them are millionaires?
So what's the issue with that?
Is that right?
I'm listening.
Growth in their personal financial situations.
We have a lot
of
military.
You have to figure that out for yourselves while supposedly doing the people business.
All right.
What if you all tried to figure out a way to make that the wealth really common here in the Bahamas?
I appreciate the call. Let me take another caller. Next caller, please.
Good day.
Good day.
Yeah, God. Ducky Raman's son.
Mm-hmm.
He calling, and he ain't calling from the office of the Prime Minister. He calling as a PLP about resetting and putting aspersions on the FNM. But didn't they reset Lucayan Towers project? Didn't they reset BPL with Minister Martin Progress? They let the Princess Margaret Hospital do not have a kitchen. How long it take to build a kitchen? You see, when they talk about resetting things, tell him stop talking foolishness because his cousin is my godchild, Chet. Okay?
All right. I appreciate you, my friend, Ducky.
That's right. I know you.
All right. Well, I got to take a break on this one. Listen, man. I keep on going around this one mountain. Some say up, some say down. Some say wrong around. We ain't leave the mountain yet. We ain't even get to the top of this mountain. Election is in less than 3 weeks. And we still trying to say what side of the mountain we on. And ain't none of us getting to the top no time soon. I don't like it. But I do have to take this break. Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. When we get back, I see the call lines are lit up. Gabby got a whole tray load full of text she needs to read. We'll be right back after this break.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stuffing. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join the Better Serve My Country as well as to better myself.
We train the help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, and a sense of patriotism.
This program isn't about only the individuals. It is about the country.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting, 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 dropping it.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Speaking just a little bit more quickly, we have just a whole tray load full of text messages. I tried to leave the lines open for as long as I could. But we have to get through these texts respectively, and then we got to allow Kyle and Gabby to give their closing remarks. Gabby, what you got on that text line for us? Those numbers were 42796, those people who chose the text. For those of you who are trying to call in and you do not have sufficient time to call in, please give us a text, 4224796. 4224796. Go ahead, Gabby.
I'm not going to get through all these texts. Remember that today is the God Show. We just want to say that. Today is the God Show. I am his humbly invited guest who he just tell the producer to cut the mic when he don't like when what I say at the time.
When you misbehave.
I just want to remind y'all that. Okay. When y'all want to listen to Gabby, and Gabby ain't going to never cut God mic off like
you
that.
You ain't never invite me, miss, on a Wednesday.
Because you too.
You go on take mantra, and I saw him the day before
see,
he came
you
on.
Starting all, you
I saw him on E Street
see, you
South.
See what
you brought him on your show.
We supposed to be reading text.
But you
try to
throw mud. I throw mud back.
You see what you're doing?
That's how he's waiting.
He ain't baptized me on a Wednesday, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
This texter says, can you tell God he does not get to tell me as a voter how I am to feel and agitate? This is about governance. He clearly is showing his bias. I sat and listened, and for weeks while he was giving this administration an easy pass, constantly cut people off whilst expressing their views, tell God other people have opinions. This is coming in from the Texas. Scott, this is...
I hope they feel better.
This is... This is a lot of text. The text... This next text says, Gabby, welcome back. And call wrong for what it is. Gabby, you're the voice for the voiceless. These men are led by the flesh. We need people with posture and five cents and bohemian understanding. This next text says, good afternoon, Garth. Please tell Gabby I appreciate her bravery on the radio, but I don't appreciate her and Mandel only taking about 5 calls yesterday. I tried calling, but her and Mandel kept yapping to themselves. Man, they could have had the conversation after the show. Take more calls, Miss Gabby.
Listen,
I apologize.
I ain't taking no more texts. Y'all ain't talking about this show. That's the end of them texts.
This next text says,
no, man, I ain't taking no
Golden
more.
Gate
cut
straight
this, cut the mic.
With the PLP.
Cut the mic.
That's what the text
cut
said.
The
you
mic.
Didn't want me read that one?
No, I ain't want no more texts. Kyle Neal, this is my show. Dialed in.
You tell the people you're going
to
read text.
I tell, yeah, because they being disgusting. I ain't got time for that. Kyle Dane, I don't do disgusting. Y'all just use this text line to cowardly, like you said at the beginning of the show, to say what y'all want to say without people hearing your voice. So cut that. Go ahead, Kyle Dane.
Yeah, so Rod, one of the things I wanted to mention early on in the show, in fairness, I've been Julian calling and talk about Domingo Heights, where the speaker is. In fairness to the speaker, right? That road hadn't been paved in some 4 election cycles. So she's really the first to come after a very, very long time and pave certain roads in the constituency. Certainly, she has paved the road that I drive on to go home every day, which hasn't been paved in about 25 years.
In Kennedy South?
yeah,
roads, I saw that.
Road smooth. So, and one of the things that I want us... One of the things that I want
yet
us to have...
Yet you didn't show up for her? Why is that, Kyle?
One of the things that I want us to have an appreciation of is that during the last administration, they weren't able to pave any roads. Now, I don't fault them for not paving roads. We were in lockdowns.
Because people can't eat roads.
But you have to eat. Let me expound on my point. I say I don't fault them for not doing it because we were in lockdown, we were in the financial crisis, and so you had to divert government resources to really take care of the people.
Which would be sensible.
Which was sensible. And so when this administration took over, you know, we met derelict roads all over the place, right? We had come out of COVID-19, Dorian. So the country was hit financially very, very, very hard. And so this administration, and I give kudos to the Minister of Works, Mr. Clay Sweeting, they went on a robust agenda. They paved roads in Exuma. They paved all over Nassau. They were paving roads in Grand Bahama. They were paving roads in Exuma. They were paving roads in Elutra, all over Elutra.
Y'all got the money from China. Y'all get a free aid.
And so with a little bit of, and you have to give kudos to the administration because with the country rebounding financially, they were able to do all of this work and upgrade the vast majority of the airports and the families of islands. And so they did a lot of work. And to land lastly to Latre's point. to land to Latre's point, you know, no government is perfect. I always tell people, no church is perfect, no family is perfect, no relationship is perfect, nothing is perfect. That's as right. long as you have people involved, you're going to have imperfections because people are not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what we must appreciate, two things, is that when the government came into office, they came on to a crisis of finance. So they had to rebound the country, tighten up on spending. So a lot of the things that may have needed to happen could not have happened because you had to worry about credit rating and all these other stuff. And so you have to give kudos to the government on that front. And so the government has done a lot. And the government is saying, true progress. We started something. We were not perfect. Allow us to continue to build on what we started.
And you're looking at that all as a reality or through the PLP's eye?
I'm looking at it as a reality, which is...
But you are a PLP.
I'm a PLP, which is why I started by saying I don't fault the last administration for not doing certain things.
But see, let me tell you how this country is working. Let me tell you how this country is working. If you are not a PLP, they say you're talking garbage. You're talking rubbish. Then they got to find something against you. And we keep on fighting back and forth. I've been doing this for 2 years now. Back and forth, back and forth. If people understood, and this is what Gabby does. Gabby came in. This Gabby's not new to media, by the way. But when she came in with Howard, I was here. And I said, man, Gabby's intelligent. Gabby stuck around with me. I told Gabby, one day you can get your own show. She got it. She got it on Wednesday. Now they're telling me that I need to let Gabby talk on my show. But now Gabby got her own show. Y'all need to support Gabby's show on Wednesday. Shut your mouth. Go in your purse. Take out your credit card, your debit card, or your cash, and go support Gabby. 302-2300, since you love Gabby so much. Y'all just tell some serious lies in this country. You say you like people, you love people. Oh, Gabby is the best. Send your money. Y'all just be joking, man. And that's why I order here in 2 weeks. I don't care if y'all hate me, you know. I got plenty love at home. I got plenty love in Michigan where my mom lives. My mom called me 6:30 this morning and said, baby, I love you. I ain't suffering from lack of love. I don't know what y'all thinking. But I know one thing. I ain't going down in the ship with you. Y'all too silly, man. This election time, get your pen and paper. Write down what you're looking for on May 13th. Everything can't be May 12th. On May 13th, if my party win, this is what I'm expecting. If my party lose, this is what I'm expecting. And if your life is not going to improve as a result of May 12th and May 13th, you're wasting your time calling me on this show. I'm trying to tell you something. You got to look at your own life. You got to manage your own life. You have to be the prime minister of your own life. You got to be the governor general. You got to be the commissioner of police. You got to be the president of the Senate. You got to do these things for you. You can't be allowed everyone to say, oh, I need the government to do. Oh, I need the government to do. Oh, I need. If you keep doing that, you're going to continue to be miserable every 5 years, every other 5 years. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You tell me the equation. If I go one step forward and one step back, you tell me where I am in terms of my position. The same place where I first started. You got to stop this madness, man. Gabby, tell the people goodbye. Don't read no more text, though. Don't read no more text. Ladies, your show on Wednesday, you can read all them. Save them, forward them to Wednesday show, and read them on Wednesday. You think I play?
This has been Remark.
This ain't no Remark. It's Guardian Radio today. Don't play with that boy.
This has been Remark with God Roseboro. And that's the show.
Ain't the show. Let me take a call then. One call. Let's take one call. What call of your life?
Hey, good afternoon, God. How you doing?
Hey, Anton.
Good afternoon, Kyle and Gabby.
Good afternoon, Anton.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, the nation. Let me just read quickly what I wrote down because I've been waiting for a long while. Many Bahamians, as unfortunately the case as it is today, by the time the general elections come around, Bahamians are sick and are tired and are sick and tired of lack of performance or poor performance or empty promises or unethical and or questionable behavior while in governance during the five-year cycle and do not have a proper recourse to pursue redress in an unbiased way during that time frame. Hence, you see the outlash and the frustration being expressed during the campaign trail season, which mm-hmm. is the only time realistically, in an unbiased way, people listen without the bad attitude, without the huffy personalities, and try to be humble. If a person was seeking to serve Bahamians, this is for the caller who insulted Bahamians for being concerned about some MPs not visiting them, or candidates for parties not visiting their homes. If a person who is seeking to serve Bahamians has a challenge or a problem visiting each constituent, tell the constituents your reality beforehand and let's see the results. If you cannot do that, prepare to visit each constituent you are claiming you want to serve. End of story. And finally, God, the best tracker for progress is the evidence in each Bahamian. You don't need nobody to tell you about the progress in your personal life or sell you on it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, man, that's a great comment. Let me take another caller quickly. Go ahead, caller. Trying to squeeze you in. Go ahead, caller. Caller trying to squeeze you in. Are you there? Next caller. Last caller.
Yes, and God. I hope you can recall this for the trade. Political reset in the financial world, political reset means stopping what is not working and rebuilding public leadership on competence, accountability, and national purpose. Progress is experienced, not marketed. And that's the problem beginning to having. You have to be told you're standing in the rain. See, you're wet. You have to be told you're standing in the hand in the sun. You don't have to be told these things. You experience them, and that's the same thing for progress.
Hey, strong comment. I got one last caller. One last caller. Go ahead, caller. Trying to squeeze you all in. Thank you so much for being timely. That one has an echo. Last caller. Go ahead, caller. You there? Okay. That's the end of our callers. Listen here, folks. It's been a great conversation here at Guardian Radio today. I am sitting here with Kyle and with Gabby, and I'm just saying to see you all again. Just want to remind you of your responsibility to go to the polls and vote. There's a lot of confusion. I think Gabby used the term yesterday, chaos. What I like about Gabby, don't mind us playing back and forth. She's like a little sister to me. I praise her, and I appreciate her always coming to support me. And it's my hope and my endeavor that she reaches her full maximum potential. And the same thing applies to Kyle Dean. And whether they land on two separate sides of the political divide, what is most important to me, even though the person texts in and say, God's bias, and you can see where I lean, you don't know nothing but me. You think you do, but it's okay. It's okay to judge me. But watch me. I always tell people, watch me. If you watch me, you know something about me. I don't stay still. I keep on building. I keep on moving forward. I keep on adding. I keep on believing. And the one thing I do, I pray. I pray for you. I pray for my enemies. I pray for my loved ones. I pray for Gabby, Kyle. I pray for you all. I love you. And I pray that at the end of this May 12th election, that the will of God be done. As he sets up kingdoms and he tears them down, may the Bahamas live on forever. God bless you.
I'm not trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see.